Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
This is TripleYourClients.com with your host, Andy Brown.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Expert marketing advice to triple your clients today.
Now you can start listening.
Welcome to episode 49 of TripleYourClients.com podcast. My name's Andy Brown, and as ever, it's a sheer pleasure to have you on board. It's a Sunday night here in the UK, in St Andrews in Scotland. And to be honest with you, I'm a little bit tired. I'm excited about the week, don't get me wrong, but I've just been on the treadmill and I don't know why, but my shoulders are aching. It's not my legs this time. And, New Year's resolutions and goal setting, it's all very well, isn't it? When you've got a glass of scotch in front of you and you're all excited about the new year, but when you're just about to start March and you're trying to hang on to them, you don't want to lose them because you know good stuff's going to happen in a few months' time when you look back. But it can be tough at the moment. Anyway, that's me moaning and groaning. What a way to open a show, moaning and groaning, when you're tuning in to be motivated about business. You don't want to hear me saying that. But it's very real on the show, so I'm not going to candy floss anything or dress anything up. It is how it is. And I enjoy doing a show. It's a weekly show. I think this is number 8 in terms of me getting back into my stride, the weekly shows. And my actual goal says 40 this year, but I'm really enjoying it at the moment. I really just want to keep going and getting lots of feedback. And we're on 10 reviews on iTunes. Any more will be greatly appreciated. You go to tripleyourclients.com/iTunes, leave a review, and away you go. I'm very happy. And hopefully you're happy with the value in the show. Unfortunately, Apple do not make that process very easy. And I know that I personally have to create a YouTube video to show you guys how to do it. It just is crazy how difficult it is. Every week people come back and say, Andy, I wanted to leave a review, but it was difficult to do. Can you help me out? So it's my fault for not actually getting you some guidelines. And it just shows you, you know, I should take my own medicine where I talk about giving people short videos to do things to help your audience. Now, I'm not doing that at the moment, but I will definitely get on with it. Make a quick note here and do that. So, yes, busy, busy week. And I talk about the juicing that I do quite a lot. That's coming, well, it came to an end. It came to the end with a few beers on Friday night with some of the lads here in St Andrews. And then I was on to a homemade chili last night, which is gorgeous. I usually have a chili bowl in a Dunvegan in St Andrews. That's my local, just about a 9-iron from the 18th green of the old course where the Open's going to be held this year. But if I can't get my chili bowl there, then I'm certainly enjoying my wife's homemade chili. And we sat down and watched House of Cards. We're about 4 or 5 episodes in now. And what a way we consume TV now. It's like you don't have to wait for next week. You can just, it's almost like watching, well, if you watch them all in a row, you'd be watching like a 13-hour film. And I know some people do that, you know, and I guess if I was on my own, I would have, you know, I'm addicted to that show. And also getting into Breaking Bad. And I didn't really get into that in the first few episodes, but it's growing on me. And we'll see how we go. We're on season 2 at the moment. And I'm looking forward to Mad Men, which is a little bit related to the show because that's all about advertising. I do like how they refer sometimes back to the old ads. And it just shows you that copywriting, even 50, 60 years ago, very, very relevant now because it's always about your benefits and your features. But we won't be talking about that today. We're going to be talking about a couple of major things in the world of Google. One is mobile-friendly search results, massive announcement by Google that I'm going to be talking about later in the show. And also AdWords, massive new feature in AdWords, which it might just change the dynamic of many people's campaigns. I'm going to be doing a lot of testing this week, and I'm going to get into that later on in the show. But what else has been going on? I'll tell you what's been going on. I keep thinking back to this holiday I had in the Florida Keys. We went to see Ernest Hemingway's writing studio. And I just got this memory, very strong memory, of his writing room where he had a small circular table in the middle with a typewriter. And supposedly this is where he sat with his glass of scotch and a cigar and wrote. And I just loved the room because it was detached from the main room. You had to go outside, then you had to go up some steps. And it was built above the what they call a carriage house. But I love this idea of you go into a room, it's just dedicated to writing. And I compared it to how we go about doing the writing we have to do for our blogging and our content marketing. And it's usually far from this idyllic situation where we're sitting in the middle of a room with no distractions. It's more like a very crowded desktop computer and everything on your table. And maybe if you're working from home, you've got children and a dog barking. It's tricky. It's difficult. And sometimes you put it off, don't you? But it's maybe my goal to maybe have that sometime. I got friends who actually got like the shed or the hut at the end of the garden where their working day starts with walking sort of 20 or 30 meters down to the end of the garden into their hut. And that's it. They're away from all the distractions of the house. I quite like that idea. But at the moment, I'm in an office in my house. That works for me. But like I say, this image that Ernest Hemingway had, where he had a space dedicated to writing. And I guess if you can't get that space that's dedicated to writing, can you get a time of day that's dedicated to it? And a lot of my friends find that they can write their best stuff first thing in the morning, and it sets them up for the day. And going back to some of my goals at the beginning of the year, it was to get into a concrete morning routine that set me up for the day. And part of that is writing, well, journaling. But then some of my friends and marketers have gone on to say you can then get that hour of writing out the way, because if you don't, you're never going to go back to it. You know, you're just going to get flooded with all this to-do elements and work that you've got to do. So, yes, and talking about actually not getting the work done or the content written, I was just listening to Marcus Sheridan on his podcast, the Mad Marketing Podcast, and he spoke about someone had written into him and said that they were working for a company where every salesperson had to write a blog or two a month, and actually if they didn't write it, they were docked pay, and it seemed like it was a couple of thousands of dollars. It wasn't just $10 or $20; it was a big meaningful sum. So you can imagine there's no excuses there. You have to get your blog post done. And I love it because there's the buy-in from the very top. This is critical. This has to happen. And as you know, I always refer to Chris Marr with his learning-everyday.co.uk website if you want to be at the forefront of what's going on with content marketing. And I just love the idea of the buy-in. And maybe that's an extreme case, but maybe it's the way it's heading. But I thought it was interesting listening on Mark Sheridan's podcast. Another thing that I'm watching actually, is Mike McGraw. He's got a YouTube channel called Velocity Digital Limited. It's a weekly roundup, as he says, of all things digital marketing and beyond. And usually each show is about 3 to 4 minutes. And you've got the headlines from the previous week, and you've got an Ask Mike section. And I always learn something new. I mean, it's impossible to keep up with everything that's going on in the digital space. And this week, he's talking about Twitter outreach and how you can connect with conversations you would never have been aware of on Twitter and get much more value from it. And it's something I'm going to look into. And he's done about 5 shows so far. And hats off to Mike for putting this show together, because I've created video shows in the past, and even if it's only, if 4 minutes is very time consuming to edit, you know, to do the research and then to record and then edit, just because it's 4 minutes long, it doesn't mean it takes, 10 or 20 minutes to put together. These things are a significant project that you've got to apply yourself to and you commit to, and it gets done. And good things come from it, because I enjoy it and watch it. I refer it or recommend it to my audience, you know, people listening on this podcast and, you know, people that are on the same groups that I'm in. I'm always recommending these sort of things, especially where someone's actually taken the time and effort to be a little bit different, to put their name on the block, as it were, because if he gave up after 2 or 3 shows, it doesn't really look very good for Mike. But so far, he's really stuck at it, and hats off to him. You know, he's a significant player in the digital space, particularly up here in Scotland, and it's great. And I hadn't heard of him beforehand, and it came through a recommendation on the Content Marketing Academy Facebook group. And like I say, I look forward to every week. And I'm going to put a link to the latest show in the show notes. And as ever, the show notes are at tripleyourclients.com/, and then the number of the show. So this is show 49. So it would be tripleyourclients.com/49. Right. Let's get on to the two big topics that have rocked the world this week in the digital space. One is Google's intent on offering more mobile-friendly search results. This has been on the agenda for a long time, but now it's official. Mobile friendliness will become a ranking signal from April the 21st. So up to now, it was like, you know, if you've got a website and it doesn't look too clever on mobile, you could maybe forget about it, even though you knew that more and more people are on mobile looking at your website. But now, if you haven't made that commitment to offer a responsive website, so that means one that responds to the fact that it's on a mobile device, then you'll suffer because your ranking will drop in Google. And it all starts, like I say, on April the 21st. And it's going to affect all languages, and Google say it will be a significant impact on the search results. Now, you might be wondering whether your website is mobile friendly, and Google will give you a link, and I'm going to put it in the show notes, and it will just be called a mobile friendly test. And in this form that Google have given us, you enter your URL, the name of your website, .com or .co.uk or .net, whatever it is, and within about 20 seconds, it will come back and tell you whether it's mobile friendly in their eyes or not. And if it isn't, then you might want to do some work, because who knows how significant this impact is, but it will be significant. Long term, you will see your rankings drop. I don't know if it's going to be like falling down a mountain, you know, come the 21st of April, suddenly a massive shift in ranking. But certainly if you check, and as I have been doing for my clients, their competitors, to see whether they're also suffering from not being mobile friendly, or whether they have been ahead of the game and made sure they are mobile friendly. So I'm just testing the water and seeing what's out there and informing my clients that they need to do something if they haven't acknowledged this fact or this announcement that Google have come out with. It was only a matter of time, as I said. Some clients have already moved to a WordPress responsive theme. You might be using another platform and you can create a responsive template. Good for you, but thankfully it's going to be goodbye to sort of messy desktop layouts and difficult to navigate scenarios. And that's so frustrating when you're trying to read an article and you're sort of pulling it around and resizing it. Everything's changing. You know, 2015 is the year of mobile, and it's important, if you take nothing else from the show, that you do go to this link that I will put in the show notes. Sunday night now, so that page will be live, I reckon, sometime midday on Monday. A little bit slow this week in getting the show together, but I have, the main thing is to obviously record it, and that's what I'm doing at the moment. Now, the other big news to do with Google is a new campaign type in AdWords. Now, AdWords always comes out with lots of different features, and unless you're really into AdWords, I'm never going to announce it to, you know, the general people or people like yourself listening to this show, because you know, you're not wired in to just listen to AdWords. You want to understand all the other digital marketing news and announcements going on. But this is a significant play within AdWords. And I also think it's significant in terms of how Google is handling mobile. And yeah, it's a big ripple in the pool. It's something we've got to take notice of. So this new campaign type will give mobile-centric marketers the opportunity to create phone call conversion-only campaigns. Now, this was possible in the past. I won't go into too much detail, but there was something called call extension. So you could kind of set up campaigns that were only for phone calls. And let's just describe that very quickly. If you're on a mobile device, so it could be your smartphone or it could be a tablet, and you search in Google for a business type, the ads that come up, if you clicked on them, you could maybe click, well, you could click through to the website, or you could click on a button, a call button that would actually start ringing. If, like if it was a smartphone, it would ring. But if it was just an iPad, then it wouldn't ring. So you could set up campaigns like that, but now it's a lot easier. Like I say, and you use call only campaigns. So, you know, you're not driving traffic to your website, but instead you're driving phone calls. It's important, you know, if you try to picture this, you've still got the ad with a URL there, but that's only to kind of give someone a sense of what the website is, to increase the trust that you have in that property, in that business. But if you click on it or you click on the call button, it's just going to start calling the number in the ad. So there's like no middleman. It's not going to your website, and you might have a lousy landing page in mobile, and you're not going to suffer from that. It's going to start ringing there and then. And if you can imagine, and I have clients where you're investing in desktop advertising as well as mobile. Sometimes for a particular business, desktop clicks might not be the ideal thing, but we have run them because we're trying to see what converts. But now you can decide right from the get-go with AdWords, you can say, right, we're going to test whether the business converts by having calls coming in without the website. We're just going to stick to mobile. And that's why I'm getting excited about this. And there's a major shift, because even though Google, you would imagine, would want people to go to the websites, but that's being eliminated now. It's strange how this is all moving on. But it's the fact that, you know, our world revolves around a mobile. So you as an advertiser, you can now reach out with an ad, but it's going to go through to a phone call. You know, within seconds, that person's going to be talking to you if you place an ad. And the critical thing behind all of this is that, according to Google, 70% of mobile searches call a business directly from search results. So Google have taken on board this fact, and they, you know, you can't get away from it. They need to acknowledge this, as they have done, and then give us the tools to enhance this and to run with it. And it's all for us now as advertisers, or anyone interested in bringing in new leads and business, to at least test it. You can imagine some of the tests I'm going to be doing are where the ad will say, well, the headline will say call and then the phone number. So you don't have to get anything. It's not fancy. You know, you're not trying to do a fancy headline. And usually the headline's restricted to 25 characters. But the next two lines are pretty important. And you have 35 characters for that. And I haven't even started counting the characters yet. But some of the ideas at the moment are like speak to a specialist today or call to make an appointment. So very direct what you're going to get from calling that number. And there are obviously industries I work in at the moment and other industries where that's going to work fantastically well. Some of the arguments against kind of are people going to ring when they don't even, you know, trust your business? They may not know your brand. Would they prefer to go to your website? That's all. I can understand that approach, and that will be a natural reaction. Someone's thinking, well, I'm not going to call, I want to see the website first. But we're going to have to look at the numbers and the testing to see whether, you know, as an advertiser, you're getting a return, a very good return, hopefully, on the amount you're paying for the clicks. Now, you don't want to be paying for lots of clicks and then people start having second thoughts sort of 5 seconds into the call ringing, going, I don't want to speak to anyone. But you can imagine if the phone call comes in, that's so much better than cold calling, you know, outbound calling as opposed to inbound. You know, the whole dynamics of the situation make for a better situation to have a conversation. So very excited about that. Sorry if that sounds like a bit of an AdWords plug, but it's, you know, all the paid advertising platforms will be looking at this and seeing how it works out. So it's much more than that. And it ties into the first bit of news I was talking about, mobile friendly search results. 2015, the year of the mobile platform, the year you finally have to get a mobile website. You've got to acknowledge what's happening around you. It's here. I redesigned my website. Must be the back end of last year to be purely mobile. You know, it wasn't before. It was hard to read on mobile, and that's something you need to look into. I know it's tough, particularly if I've got people I know of have recently built websites which aren't mobile responsive, and that's a bit of a problem, and they should have been advised differently. I wasn't part of the conversation, but and some of the well-known websites that have been launched recently, I've read about them in the press, and you go to check them on their mobile and they're not mobile responsive. So someone's mucked up there. Anyway, yeah, but on AdWords, if you've got existing accounts at the moment and you're thinking, well, I don't really want to start playing around with new campaigns, I just want to improve some of my ads at the moment, just going to give you three different tips that are going to help you. One, your ads might not be capitalized. And generally, ads that are capitalized, every word with a capital letter at the beginning, just to be perfectly clear what I mean there, do generally perform better than if you're using like sentence case. So it's all lowercase apart from obviously the first character of the sentence or the tagline you're using. Test that out. Look at your best performing ad and then create an identical one, but just change all the copy so it's got a capital letter at the beginning of each word. I believe you'll find over the course of time that will perform better. Another tip, which is kind of the one I only give away to my very best friends, is on the first line of description, put a full stop at the end. That's the way these guys get the really long AdWords link that goes across the page. And it's so much more prominent than other kinds of ads. So if you've got space, sometimes in the past, I've created an ad where it's perfectly 35 characters and then I've had to go in and rejig it so that I can fit in that full stop. But it's well worth it. Generally converts better because if you're in the top three places, then that ad will just look bigger. It will be longer. And you can actually tie your headline into the first line of description so it flows better. You're not asking someone to sort of jump down from the headline to the first line below. It's actually you're reading left or right from the headline to the first line description, if that makes sense. And thirdly, short little tip, is the display URL. So the actual URL in the ad, a lot of people just leave it there. They don't even put capital letters. Sometimes AdWords shows capital letters in the display URL. Sometimes, or the majority of times, it just shows lowercase. But I never worked out quite why it varies it. But I always put capitals in the display URL just in case it wants to display it that way. That's not the tip. The tip is you then can actually put a / at the end of the URL and put in some words that are going to compel someone to take your offer. So, for instance, if it was like an e-commerce offer, you could have save_#25, or you could have, if you're getting someone to sign up for something, you could have /sign_up. Or you could have /buy_now. You don't have to have the underscore. You could just have it as buy now or one word. But I kind of like the underscore because it makes it easy to read the different words. Now, as long as the name of your URL and the different options you have after the /, all add up to less than 35 characters or 35 characters or less, then you're okay. The losers in this situation are the companies with the long URLs because... And I've got a client like that. It's just unfortunate. They've got a long URL and it only leaves about 6 or 7 characters to put in anything after the /, just the way it is. But if you've got a short URL, you can certainly make your ads more compelling. And if you're not wanting to bid too much to be in the first three spots, and generally you're on the side between the 4th and the 8th spot, then you really got to make that display URL work for you. And because you're not going to have your site links or your call extensions or your call out extension, anything like that displaying. It's quite a simple ad when it's on the right side. You're up against everyone else and you therefore have the opportunity to have an ad that is more dominant, more prominent than anything else because you've got a very compelling display URL. So worth testing. So that's it. That's it. Well, I've had fun. And I'm very excited about these new features, getting all my clients, getting all my friends, family. And if anyone's got a website, my family's got some websites. We're going to have to redesign their old HTML websites. They're bringing in leads every day, but I'm going to have to redesign them in WordPress with a decent responsive template. Just the name of the game. So definitely take that on board. Glad I got the news about the new call campaign out to you in AdWords. And in future shows, I'm going to let you know how that's going on, because there'll be a lot of testing, and maybe it's something that you want to test yourself. And those tips at the end, hopefully, if you're already doing AdWords, then you can take those on board and get some quick wins, some low-hanging fruit, as it were. You don't have to do too much. It's all down to the copy. A lot of people kind of go, AdWords, it's so technical, and the learning curve, and it's difficult. And I'm not going to say it's not difficult, and it's always changing, as I've highlighted today in today's show. But never lose sight of the fact that you also need to master copywriting. And it all goes back to basics, really. You know, basics, fundamentals of copywriting and benefits and features, making the offer, maybe scarcity, including numbers, making it stand out by using capital letters, being a bit different, asking questions. Yeah, testing all these little things until you get the ad that converts the best. So it's been fun. Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. Going to go back to Ernest Hemingway in his writing studio. Maybe I can, I know, get the guest bedroom here and turn it into my writing studio. Probably not going to be very popular for doing that. Or I just get up earlier and have a writing hour in the morning, get my writing done that way. Probably the preferred option. Thoroughly enjoyed spending some time with you. Hopefully you've had some fun, got some value out of this. It's another week ahead of us. Let's make it count. And we'll get back together next Sunday or Monday. So take care, enjoy the week, and speak to you soon.
Have you ever wished you had more visitors to your business website, where you switch a button and instantly benefit from a steady, consistent stream of new potential clients and customers? One such proven way to do this is by using Google AdWords. Unfortunately, many businesses fail to take advantage of this opportunity, make huge mistakes, and waste their marketing budget. This is why I recommend you head over to tripleyourclients.com and grab Andy's free 44-page report on the 17 ways to maximize your Google AdWords ROI today. Simply enter your name and email on the homepage to have full access to Andy's special report within seconds.